people leave their houses. That's incredible. People leave their houses. They jump the front steps 3 at a time. They drive to the grocery store when they crave their favorite, to banks, to swim, to the gym where they run in place or kick. They walk their dogs, surprise their loved ones. They fuck people they love and those they don't know. They don't consult. They wound and sustain wounds. Run around the block listening to your favorite song, and you are a god to me. Because there are days I don't eat because even the idea of what I'll spill makes me choke, sputter with hate. There are weeks when winter is a parasite in me, and I think I will die of the throbbing and the falling and of having to keep so still. When I'm lying on my stomach sleepy from the pills, I picture the woman I see in my head when someone says my name. 5'10", black heels, no stockings, you can't count her ribs. She is living in a 6-floor walk-up in a city where no one knows the child in her school photos. Maybe Queens, maybe Thebes, maybe London, maybe Yerevan, somewhere where her family has to time their phone calls. She cooks salmon in nothing but salt, cuts her own hair, she puts on bright lipstick, green or fuchsia, red in the evenings. Maybe she goes out dancing. She definitely runs, leaving a half-cut mango on the edge of the sink and a favorite album playing for whatever bird shakes its wings in the cage by the east window. She has many birds. And if she is in pain, that is her choice, proof of her blood, her clamoring.